You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, it's a flashback time for you baby boomers. Do you remember rushing home from school so that you could turn on that amazing black and white television set, maybe fiddle with the rabbit ears, and catch the latest episode of Lassie? Okay, I gotta admit, I did have a crush on Timmy, the kid who always seemed to be in peril and was always doggone lucky to have a smart collie named Lassie. Well, we can't dial back to yesteryear. Unfortunately, we don't have to. The legend of Lassie lives on. We are fortunate today to have as our special guest Dr. Jeff Werber, a very talented veterinarian who is also the personal vet for the new Lassie. He hosts Lassie's Pet Vet, a reality TV show on PBS and other stations. Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show, Dr. Jeff.
Hello, Arden. How are you? Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. We're going to learn a little bit about Dr. Jeff and that tail wagger named Lassie and more right after these commercial messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Welcome to Personals.com. As a fellow cat owner, I know how finicky we are, from our friendships to our loves to just about everything. Not any old website is going to satisfy us. Here at Personals.com, cat lovers from all walks of life can celebrate the photos, the stories, and videos of their beloved family member. And if you're single, here's your chance to meet someone who's perfect for you. Share your personality today for free. See you soon.
Personals.com. That's PURRSONALS.com. Finally, a place to meet that special person.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Because they're a member of the family, keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vet. on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today's guest is Dr. Jeff Werber, a very cool and compassionate veterinarian from some little town called Los Angeles. He's as comfortable in front of a TV camera or behind a radio mic as he is in a veterinary exam room. If you flick the channels, you may have caught him on the CBS Early Show, Animal Planet, Ma MTV, Fox News, and more. In fact, there's so much about Dr. Jeff that he has agreed to do back-to-back shows on Oh Behave. For this show, we're going to sniff around and just find out just exactly who Jeff Werber is, why he became a veterinarian, and how in the heck he hooked up with Lassie. Big woofs to you, Dr. Jeff.
Hello, Arden. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, I mean, I love your sign-off on your email messages that you say, and it's this. You leave with a quote, "For me, being a doctor was about crossing the street and saying hello to that little adorable little puppy." Can you kind of flash back to when you were a little Jeff and what got you involved in just being a veterinarian?
I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to say for sure exactly what it was. I think it started in one of my prior lives when I must have been a dog, because for somehow I seem to have had, even as a little kid, some sort of attachment, attraction to animals, dogs especially, and I never went through the phase as a kid of wanting to do anything other than being a veterinarian. I mean, I never wanted to be the policeman.
Oh, you were really locked in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Never wanted to be the policeman or the fireman or the cowboy or the Indian. I just wanted to be a veterinarian. I think before most people could pronounce the word veterinarian, I was talking about becoming one, which was actually pretty boring, just going through life when you start thinking about, 4 or 5 years old, what do you want to be? I want to be a vet. And by the time you're in elementary school and then high school and then college, what do you want to be? I want to be a vet. It's like, yawn. But I never even considered anything else.
And anybody in your family who has a veterinary background?
Interestingly, I have two other cousins, second cousins. So there were my grandmother was one of six, and two of her siblings all have grandchildren, grandsons that became veterinarians. One of them is older than I am, one is younger. And as a little kid, another cousin and I were talked about becoming veterinarians and joining our older cousin in practice. My cousin Jay Luger happens to be, interestingly, he's still in practice. He is the first, arguably, one of the first all feline practitioners in the country.
Wow.
He made the move back in the kind of early 70s, around the same time Barbara Stein did, and everyone thought he was nuts. They thought it was crazy. You're going to not see dogs. You're just going to have a cat waiting room and cat this, cat that. And he said, yep. And sure enough, now look how popular all cat practices are.
Oh, yeah.
And another cousin of mine, interestingly, went to Cornell undergrad. He was out with his mother, my mom's first cousin, visiting. I was finishing up veterinary school at Davis at the time. And working at a hospital here in Los Angeles, and I had to go in and do some afternoon treatments. And I said, Alan, come with me. You'll just take a ride with me. Here's a kid. He was, a junior at Cornell at the time, had no idea what he wanted to do. He came to the office with me, and he watched me and helped me treat some of the animals that I had to be. We were gone about an hour. Came back to the house, had our little Sunday barbecue. About a week later, his mother calls my mother and says, I love your son, Jeffrey, because now Alan knows what he wants to do. And Alan went on to vet school at Cornell, and he's now a veterinary surgeon.
Wow.
And he's in heaven. It must be in the blood. I don't know.
I think that's pretty good blood. And I've met you in person, and I'm going to tell you, you've got $1 million smile. And, there's a lot of teeth whitening out there, but I think yours is coming from the inside out, because when I see you around something with fur, that smile just illuminates.
It is interesting, and I often talk about this. Just the other day, I had an opportunity to go to a class of elementary school kids, first and second graders, on a career day. I think veterinarians are probably the number one profession that little kids talk about wanting to become is veterinarian. And yet, how few of them end up making it? And it's definitely a long and it's a tough haul. But one message I gave to the kids is this. I said, whatever it is that you want to do, you want to pick something that you truly love. Because if you do, you're never going to have to go to work. And that's exactly how I feel. I mean, I've been doing this close to 25 years, and every day is like my first. And I put in 6 days a week here, and I don't even think it's working.
No, and I don't think you're full of caffeine today either. This is just the real deal. This is the real Dr. Jeff.
and it's fun. It's great. I said, what could be worse, right? Or I should say, what's better than coming to your place of employment all day and getting to play with dogs and cats?
I mean, that's right. That's right. Sloppy kisses, paws.
Absolutely. I get more tongue than I get more tongue than anybody I know.
And, oh my gosh.
And it's funny because I've been doing this for so long, and these dogs are licking me right in the face and the mouth, and the owners are saying, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing that. I said, aren't you going to get sick? I said, well, if I was going to get sick from this, I'd be dead by now. So
that's right. You're kind of like that kindergarten teacher that gets sneezed on and probably has the world's best immune system.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you haven't met Chipper and Cleo, my two dogs. They're the big one's a golden retriever husky. The little one's a mystery mutt. We think like a Maltese, Meta Poodle, Meta Terrier. So 60 and 12 pounds, right? Their nicknames are your favorite, Torpedo Tongue and Torpedo Nose.
That is
so
good.
If they
That's great.
Tag-teamed you, you'd be like in heaven, I guess.
I would be. No, it's fun. I definitely did not make the wrong choice for what I do. And I've been able to parlay it into so many different things. And even my hobbies, the things that I love to do on the side, involve pets and enriching their lives, and ultimately by enriching a pet's life, you're enriching our lives as well. So it sort of all intertwines.
Well, you know, I'm as curious as a cat, so tell me a couple of hobbies that have that are kind of leashed to your role as a veterinarian.
Well, the first thing, and you mentioned already, and it was totally accidental, was my media career, and which totally involves pets, and it always has, and it was really accidental. The funny thing is, I come from my dad was an actor, which is why we moved to California from New York in the first place.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, my dad acted for many years, and my brother is now a large movie producer, big time movie producer here in town. He's a lawyer by training, but he's a producer. And my little sister, you know, did the modeling thing for a little while, and here I always just wanted to be a veterinarian. And the joke is now that I actually have an Emmy, which is a real joke. Something I love to sort of dig a little bit into my good friend Marty Becker,
we know Marty.
You mentioned earlier, and Marty and Jim and I are all good friends, and you know, it's interesting. We have zero competition, even though, because there aren't that many veterinarians that really do what we do, to the degree that we do it. And now Bernadine is and I are working together. Bernadine Cruz, who's fantastic. So
yeah,
so we
she's
have a
got
lot
a
of
great
fun.
Show on our network.
She is my co-host on Pet Care TV. So all these things that we as veterinarians that really want to work hard to improve the relationship between pets and their people. And one of the things, so I got involved in making products. And again, so these are all the things I do on the side, but they're all for the benefit of pets. And so what happened was I'd gotten into practice, and here I am, a do-gooder, and all I wanted to do was sort of enhance that bond between pets and people. So I was really a little bit disappointed in what the profession, this is going back to the early 80s, was doing to educate pet parents about their pets. And you couldn't watch TV for more than a half hour and not see some commercial about smoking and the problems of smoking or obesity or breast cancer, right, or prostate cancer.
Right.
And yet nothing about pets. And I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. There are more households in America with pets than there are with children. And why aren't we doing something for pets? So I started writing a script. This is back in the day of video, way before DVD. I had no idea what the heck I was going to do with this script, but why not just start writing? And I started from puppy, and I went through senior care, old age, and let's get these pet parents to be smarter and better at what they do and enrich their lives, enhance that bond. And one day in my office walks this guy, and I recognize the last name. This is very funny. And his name was Randy Lappin. I said, Lappin. I said, are you any relation to Al Lappin? Now, this Al Lappin was one of my best friends from high school's father's partner. I'm sure you've all heard of International House of Pancakes and International House of Pies. Well, Al Kalis and Al Lappin founded International Industries. Okay, so now you know who they are. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, Randy, I said, oh, my God. So Randy said, Al Lappin, that's my dad. I said, oh, that is so funny. What a small world. And I explained to Randy how I know his dad for 100 years. And I said, what do you guys do now? And he says, well, we're in the video education video business. I said, you're joking. That's so funny. I said, I'm writing a video about pets, and I have no idea what to do with it, but maybe you can help me. So he says, let me see the script. I give him the script. He takes it home. He reads it. He calls me 2 days later. He says, yes, we're going to produce the video.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty serendipitous.
Exactly. Just being in the right place, right time. So he does the video. A friend of mine is an agent here in Hollywood whose friend was producing a show back in the early 80s called Our Magazine, hosted by Gary Collins. And the guy wants to have me on as a guest. So I go on as a guest. And, you know the fate. You're an author. When you write a new book, Arden, and you go on to a show to talk about your book, unless you write another book, you're not probably going to be back on the show. Because all they want to talk about is your book. Well, they wanted to talk about my videos, and I knew my fate would be destined to one set of videos, and I really wasn't planning on doing any more. So I said, I really don't mind talking about the videos, but I really would like to do something about pets. Like, who's working with Gary that day? Because I knew a little bit about the show. They said, well, Gary's co-host that day is Dom DeLuise. You remember Dom DeLuise?
Oh, yeah. He was a big friend with Burt Reynolds,
Right,
he was the
exactly.
Burly guy.
So Dom is a big, heavy-set guy, and he always joked about his weight. And I said, that would be great because obesity is the number one nutritional disease affecting our pets. 40% of dogs and 25% of cats in this country are overweight. Why don't we bring on some dogs? I'll bring on one of my Labradors, and let's do a segment on obesity. So the producer kind of chuckled a little bit, and he goes, okay, let's try it. So they bring me on the show, and Gary Collins brings on his very overweight lab, and I bring on my nice, svelte lab, and Dom DeLuise, and the three of us in the studio with our two dogs, and the segment was hysterical because Dom DeLuise made it so funny.
Yeah.
And P.S., I finished the piece, and the producer comes to me after the show. He goes, Jeff, could we have you back? And that's how it started. And I became the resident pet expert on Our Magazine, and then from there I went to KBC Talk Radio. From Talk Radio, I went to the Home Show on ABC, and interestingly, once again, Gary Collins became the host of the Home Show. And that was my big break, I guess, being on the Home Show, because it ran for 5 years. I was on once a week, national ABC, for 5 years. And that was a pretty good run. And then it just started. It just happened. And now, it's as Marty Becker knows, as Jim Humphries knows, now the producers come to you because there aren't that many of us that do this. And I've been doing Rachel Ray. It just sort of snowballs.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you keep that Emmy pretty well polished? Is it dust-free?
I do, and it was really funny how that happened, too, because I was a member of, we had the morning local Los Angeles CBS affiliate had a morning show, and they started to institute something they called the U-Team, the Useful Team. We kind of often joked, the experts that they introduced and invited to be on the U-Team, we used to call ourselves the Useless Team, but regardless, we had an MD, we had myself as a veterinarian, we had a gardening expert and a relationship expert and a cooking expert, et cetera. And the MD was on the most. He was on 5 days a week. I was on 3 days a week. Everybody else was probably once a week. Well, it turns out when you submit your broadcast for Emmy consideration, the entire news team, if they win, will get an Emmy. Well, they submitted two shows, and being on 3 days a week, it just so happened that they were two of my shows.
Nice.
So when the team got the Emmys for the best morning newscast in Los Angeles, the local area Emmys, guess who got the nod? I got the Emmy.
That's not bad. And you're still humble too, which is kind of cool. We can still say hi to you. We don't have to kiss your arm.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's sort of thing. It was just so funny because my dad grew up in being an actor and being on tons of television and some movies, and I'm the one that brings home the Emmy.
It's poetic justice too. I mean, your brother being a producer and your dad being an actor. I think it's great. We're gonna take a break and get back to talking to Dr. Jeff Werber, and we're going to kind of unleash some Lassie trivia on you right after these messages.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on? Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ready to take a walk? Not just you, but your whole family. It's the 2008 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 8th from 9 to 4 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2008, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have Dr. Jeff Werber from Los Angeles. He is an Emmy Award-winning veterinarian who is also the personal veterinarian of Lassie. Now, if you're trying to do the math, no, Lassie is not the Methuselah of canines. This is a new Lassie. They do come in one after another. He also has a very successful veterinary practice in Los Angeles. It's the Century Vet. What's the right word for your name of your
Century Veterinary Group.
Okay, Century Veterinary Group. Uh-huh. He's been on a host of different television and radio shows. He's very comfortable around cameras and microphones, which we're glad because he's here for a two-part segment. This is the first show. He'll be back next week. We're talking a little bit about Lassie, and I was noodling around, and I was so excited to see not only is Lassie in the Wikipedia, but you do Dr. Jeff Werber, DVM, and guess what, folks? You made Wikipedia. I'm pretty excited about that. That's almost as good as an Emmy.
Is it really?
Yeah, you're in it, man. And there's no, like, a crime report or anything. They really are, like, applauding you, so you have made it. You tell that to Marty Becker. You're on Wikipedia.
Exactly. So that's funny. Yeah, well, Lassie, it's interesting. I met Lassie, actually, Lassie number 8, and at a number of trade shows, and Lassie was a spokes dog for a very popular product called HeartGuard, which is a heartworm prevention. It's a fantastic once-a-month product, and they wanted to show, since collie dogs and a lot of the collie breeds are very sensitive to a particular drug called ivermectin, they wanted to actually show the company that makes HeartGuard, Marielle, that there's no problem with using HeartGuard ivermectin in collies because it's such a low dose. So they thought, what better way to do it than let's have a collie as our spokes dog? And what better collie? The only collie that I know, pretty much the only dog that I know that gets to travel first class. Lassie has actually more miles than I do, and there have been many occasions where I am cruising back to coach and I have to pass Lassie at the bulkhead in first class. And, you know, would give me that kind of look like, ha, ha, ha.
Is she drinking bottled water and have
absolutely,
it on her own?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, she's probably listening to the show right now. You
right,
don't even know
and probably
going to
tease
dog.
Me for it later. But no, the truth is that I met the original Bob Weatherwax, the son of Rudd Weatherwax, the original trainer. And when I found out some such interesting things about Lassie. First of all, such a pleasure to work with. These are just great dogs, and they are all line bred. So every Lassie is the offspring of the prior Lassie.
Oh,
and now
we're
currently working with Lassie 9. And I had the distinct pleasure, and I can't say much more about it at this time, however, to say that I've already met Lassie 10. And
really?
I have to tell you, oh, my God, the cutest thing in the world.
This is like the Bo Derek of dogs,
exactly.
Right?
It's unbelievable. And they all look for that certain look. They look for the blaze up coming up the snout, which is that white line. And they look for the confirmation. They like the size. But I found something very interesting when I was doing some of my Lassie homework when I started working with Lassie a while ago, that Lassie, as we know it, that first Lassie going back to the 1943 movie, right, Lassie Come Home,
right,
was not even supposed to be the Lassie. And
really?
How funny is this? This is how it happened. Well, collies are not known to be great swimmers. So they had this movie. It was an MGM, Elizabeth Taylor.
And that one had Roddy McDowell and
Roddy
Elizabeth
McDowell,
Taylor,
absolutely.
Some kids that nobody ever heard of before.
And there was a scene when they were down by a river or something, and the Lassie had to come out of the river. So it just so happens that day that it was either Goldwyn or Mayer or one of the MGM guys was watching the filming early in the filming scenes, and he sees this beautiful dog coming out of the water and shaking off, and all of a sudden the director goes, "Cut! Bring in the other dog." And the guy goes, "Wait a second, what do you mean other dog?" He says, "Oh, no, we're just using this dog for the swimming scenes because collies aren't really good swimmers, but this one swims." And Goldwyn or Mayer says, that's the dog I want to use.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how Lassie became Lassie. A total mistake. He was a stunt dog. And
good for him. Well, you know, you guys kind of have parallel paths, you know. Serendipity
exactly.
Kind of accompanies shadows both you and Lassie. And I was doing a little noodling around about Lassie trivia. And, you know, there's some very famous actors and actresses that got their start in Hollywood, if you would, because they were paired up with Lassie. You know, not only that Roddy McDowell and Elizabeth Taylor. From the Lassie, but I think Peter Lawford and June Lockhart, right?
Oh, June Lockhart for sure in the TV show.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And I you probably could find out more than I know as far as that stuff. I mean, we know kind of about all the three Emmys, actually. And something like 691 TV episodes, which is unbelievable. 11 movies.
God.
This is one of a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, we're talking a high power celebrity here.
That's right. I mean, they said that Lassie, for anybody that's into trivia, is only one of three animals, and the others, I guess, are like Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, to be awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Absolutely.
And then the other ones are Rin Tin Tin and Strongheart. And they were, you know, way back before Lassie. But that's
right.
Pretty incredible to get an honor like that. But I guess I wanted to ask you, is it true that even though it seems like it's a girl, all the Lassies are boys?
I can only say this. I can say that Lassie is a very good actor. I think Dustin Hoffman was a good actor, too. And I think Robin Williams and Little Mrs. Doubtfire was a good actor, too. So let's say it that way. So character Lassie is always a girl.
And yeah, so we don't check under the hood. Good thing.
So we don't really want to check too far under there. We always have to be careful when we're shooting how she sits. Again, coming from Hollywood, that might be not too unusual nowadays, but we still have to be a bit cautious. But
so
no,
Lassie's secure in whatever gender she's portraying or he's portraying on the air. We're not getting into the gay dogs. No, we're
right,
talking
exactly.
About Lassie being able to play a character part, right?
Lassie's a character. And truly is a character. But the truth is, as far as size and confirmation, as far as strength, and as far as not blowing the coats, which is what happens with certain times of season in females as they go through estrus, it was always safer when you're using a dog for filming to have it be a male gender.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is true about Lassie. But I also find it interesting. When you pull for that little tissue coming out of a box, because you have to blow your nose, right? How many of us refer to a tissue as probably the number one brand of tissues? And
right.
It becomes synonymous. Okay? Well, it's the same thing with Lassie. When people see a collie, they don't say, oh, a collie, it's a Lassie dog.
That's right.
And it is so fascinating. And they're I don't think there's another breed, except maybe a Benji dog. You know, what kind of mutt is that? Oh, it's a Benji dog. But it really is fascinating that Lassie has become the collie. It is the description of a collie. It's a Lassie dog.
I think Lassie has more of a connection to collies than even Snoopy has to beagles.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't really hear people say that's a Snoopy dog. I hear it's a beagle, and it keeps going, arr, 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 again, you know, and there goes the nose, and there goes the dog. But with Lassie, isn't it true that the very first Lassie was one named Pal?
Yes, Pal was the first Lassie.
Okay.
And interestingly, current Lassie has a brother that also is used, because a lot of times there's only one Lassie can't be in two places at the same time. So, and there's another Pal, and this Lassie is Hey Hey. But basically, the Pal was the first Lassie, and that name comes through again and again.
Wow, that's great. Now, did you ever get to meet any of the former people connected to the shows, like John Provost?
John Provost. When the new Lassie movie, by the way, the Lassie movie was done in 2006. I have to tell you, if you haven't seen it, rent it. It is out there. Many have said it's even better than the original. It's got a great, great cast, and it is such an amazing movie. And we talked about the tissues. You need to bring them because you're going to need them.
Not to be silly, but is it properly just called Lassie, or what's the name?
It's just called Lassie. It's just called Lassie.
Okay. All right, so head out to your video store.
Absolutely. It was actually named one of the five most critically acclaimed films of 2006.
Wow.
And unfortunately, just because they didn't hit the number of theaters that you would need for like consideration, but it has a great, really a good cast, and it's just a great movie. And so I would see it, and you could see that. And it was filmed on location in England and Scotland, so the cinematography is just outstanding. The dogs are great. Peter O'Toole is great in it. Samantha Morton is in it, and Peter Dinklage is in it, and Gemma Redgrave. I mean, it really does have a great cast. So,
And it has a great veterinarian, too, and a Dr. Jeff Werber, so that's pretty awesome, too.
Well, on that one I didn't have. But anyway, at the premiere in Los Angeles, I got to meet John Provost.
And What's he like?
He's a really nice guy. He's a dad. He lives here in Southern California. He is Timmy. So he does a lot of promotional work with Lassie and for Lassie, and he's just a terrific guy. Really is.
When you think about it, that's not a bad child actor star gig to keep emulating. I mean, there's some other kids that were on the Munsters and, the Addams Family that I think they'd probably not really be happy to be connected all the time to that. But to be Timmy, that's not so bad.
Yeah, no, Timmy's great.
You have a website, Lassie.com, that does talk about the Lassie Pet Vet Show that I guess is now on PBS and Chicago
PBS.
TV, right?
Right. That show is a episodic. We have half-hour episodes. We try to bring in anything to do with pets and people. So we look for stories to celebrate and nurture that wonderful bond that we have with our animal friends. And I end each show with a heartwarming story about either one of my own or something that we've heard about pets. And I think, again, it's one of those shows that we kind of had no idea what was going to happen to it. And we get such amazing feedback on the show where I'm actually trying to convince the production company to let us do 13 more. But I get great feedback all the time from people that see the show
and
tell me how much they enjoy it. And Lassie is just great to work with. I mean, she upstages me all the time. So,
and that's okay. That's okay. You can handle that. If you want to learn a little bit more about Dr. Jeff Werber, I also invite you to visit his website, which is easy. It's drjeff.com. That's drjeff.com. Also, check out thelassie.com. And guess what, folks? We're going to get to hear more from Dr. Jeff next week. He's going to come back because in his practice at the Century Veterinary Clinic in Los Angeles, he not only hangs out with Lassie, and he also deals with some other pets that are belonging to some Hollywood folks, as well as some really cool down-to-earth folks just like you and I. He's the real deal. He's a veterinarian who practices 6 days a week. He's on television and radio, and he's doing everything he can to improve that wonderful connection we have with pets. So at this time, Dr. Jeff, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come back next week.
I look forward to it. Arden, it was great spending the time with you, as always. I think you're a blast and one of the best writers I know. I love reading your stuff, so you got to keep doing that too.
Yeah, I have very strong typing fingers. It's coming in handy.
That's good.
Hey, I also want to send a big paws up to my cool producer for making this show possible. And folks, guess what? Oh, Behave has gone global. We received emails from as far away as Japan. So if you're tuning in from somewhere exotic or far away, or just happen to be happily living in America's heartland, I want to hear from you. Send me your questions, comments, or show ideas by emailing me at arden@petliferadio.com. And don't forget to go on the Pet Life Radio site and take our listener survey. It's fun and easy. And if you dig my show, then click on the dig icon. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.